Tama starts off with the question with the Nusuf of the Bracha. The beginning of the second Bracha is Avu Rabba, Avu Salem. It says that the Moshe is a minute, Ashkenaz is Avu Rabba. Kara Krisha Mullah Brachas, the Lachas of the person is Yotzei. You can say the Brachas, gather with Shemats again afterwards. The Seder Brachas is not Ma'akel, like we pointed out yesterday. Now he gets in the Bible Lach of Kavana. So Mishabura points out that there are two kavanas that we have in regards to mitzvahs in general, or Kriyasma specifically. One is Pir Shamilis, and you have to understand what you're saying, and that applies, that's Ma'akim in the first Pasuk, that the person should have kavana to understand what he's saying. It's Ma'akim in the first Pasuk of Shema, and the first Bracha of Shon Esrei. There's a second kavana, which is called kavana Lotzeis, and that applies to all of Kriyasma. The person has to have kavana to be Yotzei the mitzvah. There's really a third kavanah also, which is Kabbalah Tamach HaShemayim, that a person should have kavanah to be Kabbalah Tamach HaShemayim, which Mishnah Berurah doesn't get discussed over here. It's more obvious to it earlier that the case of a person Mishma, by this man, he can still say it later on. He should still say it later on to be Kabbalah Tamach HaShemayim. It's the gay tabi women also. Women are not Chayim and Shema, but they still say Shema in order to be Kabbalah Tamach HaShemayim. So it's a separate kavanah. But there's a kavanah over here, which is called kavanah, which the Mara refers to as mitzvah shrichas kavanah, or mitzvah ein shrichas kavanah. That's called the kavanah to be yotzei. This is machlokes in the Gemara already. This is machlokes we showed him how to paskin. It's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, two shitas, whether you pass a mitzvah shrichas kavanah or mitzvah ein shrichas kavanah. And the Mechaber brings both shitas, and he says that the halach is mitzvah ein shrichas kavanah, v'chein halach, the halach is mitzvah shrichas kavanah. Which means if a person would do the mitzvah without kavanah, he would not be yotzei the mitzvah. He'd have to redo the mitzvah. Now I want to point out that the Ramban in his mitzvah Sheshocha Harav and the Sefer Mitzvahs, so he understands the mitzvah will love the b'cholavavchem. In Shiroshim, he says the Ramban says that the mitzvah of love the b'cholavavchem is the mitzvah of tefillah b'chol yom. The Ramban disagrees. Oh, there's no mitzvah the rice of tefillah b'chol yom. The mitzvah derais is tefillah beis sora, and that's it. There's no mitzvah derais of tefillah b'choyim. That's all the rabbanon. The positive of the b'chol avavchem. That's halacha. When a person does any mitzvah that he does, he should do it with his lev focused on the mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah say derais to do your mitzvahs with kavana for the purpose of a mitzvah. The mitzvah say derais to do your mitzvahs for the purpose of mitzvah. So everybody agrees that there's that did a mitzvah shrichas kavana, that l'chachila, a person has to have kavana to be yotzei, to do it l'shem mitzvah. According to Rabban, you're mekayim a mitzvah, say the rice every time you do that. So every time a person does a mitzvah, really, he has an opportunity to do two mitzvahs. He could say shema, and also be mekayim a mitzvah, all of the b'chol avavchem, when he does it l'shem mitzvah, according to Rabban. Every mitzvah that a person does, you'll get two mitzvahs. However, the issue of the sugya here is whether it's ma'akev b'di'evit in kiyum a mitzvah, if you didn't have that kavana, are you yotzei the mitzvah or not? So we pass that you're not yotzei. Say the Magen Rambam says by the rabbanon zalach is ein shrichas kavana, and the Mishnah Berurah points out the Shulchan Aruch is mashma from some top peites by Svira etc. Other places it's muchach that he holds that mitzvah shrichas kavana even by mitzvah rabbanon. So what is it? What is this kavana? You're supposed to have the same mitzvah. What are you supposed to do? You know, so with the by the Hasidim they have the same yichud kishu brichi, mitchile v'rechimi, right? They got some ice over there. So the Aruch HaShulchan says you have to have two words in mind, l'shem mitzvah. That's all you have to do. You have to have two words in mind, l'shem mitzvah. That's called mitzvah shrichas kavana. I'm doing l'shem mitzvah. What mitzvah? Where mitzvah? How mitzvah? That's not important. L'shem mitzvah. That's the, you know, obviously you can do more, you know, not even mekayim, you know, which mitzvah it is, etc. But the ikur and the kuna of kavana l'shem mitzvah is that l'shem mitzvah. Chayyotam points out in Siman Samaches, which is a very very significant Siman in Chayyotam, he goes through the lachas of how to do mitzvahs properly. So he goes through very all the lachas of different klolim in Chazal about the din of Kadima, what goes first, the Tadar Shein HaTadar, the lachas of Emir La Mitzvahs, etc. So he talks about this mitzvah, the din of mitzvah Shechaz Kavana. And he says, if it's obvious from the context that you're doing the Shein Mitzvah, so then you're Yotzei. So in other words, what he's understanding is the following. The Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, when the more talks about Tzichos Kavana, the more compares it to the sugya of Misasek. What Misasek means that a person does something without intent, but the result is there. So he wasn't Osek, it was Misasek, and it occurred. It's supposed to be Osek, and it occurred. So that the more talks about the Gabi Averis. So a person is not Isaac in an Avera, but an Avera occurs. So there's that Moshel, the more gives the example, which the more we give, is a person goes on Shabbos and there's some stalks of grain which he thinks are detached from the ground. And he wants to cut them shorter. So there's no Avera, the rice of cutting stalks of grain shorter once they're cut off the ground. But really, they're really attached to the ground. So that's Moshel, the rice of Kaitzer. So Mor calls that Misasek. He wasn't Isaac in Kaitzer. He had no intent to do Kaitzer. Kaitzer did occur. That's what happens. But he didn't do it. That's Misasek. So Misasek is not an Avera. It's Potter from a Korban. It's Mechoikos Achroin, whether it's considered an Avera B'chalal. Kibirga holds it's considered an Avera. It's Pturin Korban. But the Nesivus is Mavur and his Akdama to. He has a Sefer on Hilchus Pesach called Makarchayim. So in Akdama the Makarchayim, it's Mavur. He holds it's not an Avera B'chalal. Misasik is not an Avera. When the human being's mind is not engaged in that intent to do this Maisa, that's not an Avera. Shogeg is a person that does an Avera, has intent to do it, thought it was Mutter. Right? He thought it, forgot today was Shabbos. Or he thought you're allowed to cut things on do Kaitzer on Shabbos. But he intended to do Kaitzer. So doing Kaitzer in that situation is called an Avera. But over here, the person had no intent to do Kaitzer. His intent was to do chopping something into little pieces. You know, nothing to do with Kaitzer. But the Maisa Kaitzer happened. That's not an Avera. That's not, there was no Maisa, there was no intent by the person to do that Maisa. It's not called the Maisa Avera B'chlal. So the Gemara comes along and says that it applies to mitzvahs also. So a person takes a shofar, and his intent is to, he's practicing blowing the sound without the shofar, just getting the sounds out of his mouth. What happened if the shofar was there, and out came a sound of a shofar blew. That's called misasek. That's not a Maisa Tkia. Well, he wasn't Oisik in Tkia. He was Oisik in practicing lip exercises. Right? That's not Tkia. So that's clearly not Yotze. That's misasek by mitzvahs also. Now the words, let's take it to the next step. A person did this maisa with intent. He liked blowing the sounds of tekiah. He was doing it for practice. He was doing it because he likes the music. He wasn't doing the shame mitzvah. But a mitzvah occurred. Is that called misasik lagavi mitzvahs or not? That's really the question. So if he was isik in it, that's good. So the Gemara comes along and says that mitzvah tzirchus kavana means that if you didn't have intent for the mitzvah, you had intent for the maisa, so it was a maisa of tkiyah, but it wasn't a maisa of tkiyah's mitzvah, without intent. And the other one says, no, this is tkiyah's mitzvah by definition. So comes along the Chayyarim and says, but if it's clear from the whole context that the purpose was the shei mitzvah, so then obviously it's tkiyah's mitzvah. So it's not a mizasek in that situation. So you'd be yotzei. So that Mr. Burr brings that aloha lemaisa. Obviously, since it's preferred a person would have that intent, but it's obviously a person would be used to the situation. Now, so let's talk about a case where it's not obvious. Person sits down on the bench and he has little children. He needs to bench with them. I don't know why you're benching. Maybe you're benching because you want to train your kids. Mitzvah chinuch on your children. Maybe you're benching because you need to bench after a meal. I don't know which one you had in mind. So but there, but come on, it would be ma'akev. So in that situation, the person would have to, should speak out explicitly, I'm benching in order to be yotze to the mitzvah of benching. Otherwise, you would not be yotze to the mitzvah of benching. Because it's not obvious, it's not clear what you're doing in that situation. Okay. So in most cases, a person goes for davening to shul. So the Chayyarim says a person goes to shul with intent to daven, whatever davening entails. So he had kavanah l'shem shema, he had kavanah l'shem, you know, whatever mitzvah he's doing, all of those are obvious. A person takes out a megillah and he does all the again, not the chachila, but you'd be yotze b'diavad in those situations. Bir Lacha raises a few interesting points. Somebody brings from Rabbeinu Yonah that it comes to the mitzvahs of Amira. Everybody holds tzirchas kavanah. That's Rabbeinu Yonah and brachos in the first parak. Towards the end, the sugya, there was a sugya over there about when you say a bracha, thinking that it's wine and really it's beer, right? The more is the case over there. So the Rebbe Yonah ties that into the sugya mitzvahs kavana. That goes into the sugya mitzvahs. That issue whether you be yotze the bracha, you said the right bracha, but you didn't. You had the wrong intent. That's the issue mitzvahs kavana. That's how he understands the sugya. It says it's. He says, the Mor doesn't bring up any money in the about it, because by Mrs. of Amir, everybody holds it to Tzichos Kavadah. The Mishabur, the Bir Lacha points out that even if you hold Mrs. Ein Tzichos Kavadah, it's only if you're aware that there's a mitzvah at this point in time. In other words, you're understanding the situation that a person ate matzah, and he thought that it was Erev Pesach, and he was practicing eating matzah. He thought it was the night before Pesach. He got confused. He went to Hawaii. He's not sure what night. What night is Pesach? What night is not Pesach? Which different sheet is? And he ate matzah. It's not got to get the right nights. So then you're not your mitzvah. Because that's b'chal. There's no awareness b'chal that he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. He points out that when it comes to the yonim of achila, then b'riyavet again, you would be yotzei, because just the same way the guy have the avera misasek, the comes of misasek by averas, which is potter. When it comes to the yonim of achila, where you're nehena, you're chayev. So the hanoah connects the ma'isa to the person and is mechayev him for the ma'isa. So similarly by mitzvahs, the Gemara such says havamina like that. The more in Rosh Hashanah says a havamina like that. But the Rambam passes that halacha l'ma'isa. And the Shulchan Aruch, some Tafayin Hey, says a person ate matzah without any kavanah, even though mitzvah took his kavanah, but he'd be yoyed to the mitzvah matzah because he was the henna. So the Bir Lacha brings that on over here. A person has kavanah b'feirish not to be yotzei, he will not be yotzei. That's a ran at the end of the third parak in the ran in the back of the Pirsha Rif at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. This din of mitzvah kavanah, he points out, is din the raisa, like it's clear from the sugya of the more is being circling back and forth on that topic. Now he mentions the following idea that even if you hold mitzvah in mitzvah kavanah, but by sitzes and by sukkah, that's not so. Because the Torah, whatever it says, the din of l'ma'an, the man yedud ha'resechem, and the man tiskro v'sisem is kolmetz v'soy. So the Bach says over there that there you would have this kavanah is likuva. Now what's interesting is that in Hilchos Sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah there brings from the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol says that again, there's a musik of it's muchach, etc. That's sufficient. But if you look at the Bach himself, says that this is not really mitzvah Hilchos Kavanah. This is like another layer on top. Over here, the Torah said you do it because it's supposed to teach you a lesson. So you do this in order that Yedu Dorasechem. So if you don't have that Kavanah of the Yedu Dorasechem, so you're not yet to the mitzvah of. So the Aruch Lanier is Pirish, the Kur Yaakov, and Hilchos Sukkah says that according to the Bach, if you wouldn't have Kavanah L'man Yedu Dorasechem every time you sit in the Sukkah, you're not yet to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the same thing, a person puts on sitzes without having the Kavanah of L'man Tiskur versus Emes Kol Mitzvah, so you're not yet to the mitzvah of sitzes. So Mishnah Berurah says an interesting halacha. So come on, according to that, a person puts on a talus, which is chayiv, without having the kavanah to be yotzei, it's as if he were a beged without tzitzis. Now that's a mechidish. There's this, you know, the mechaskinu handles that, you know, such an idea. The gabi sukkah is such a concept. Doesn't talk about gabi tzitzis. That in case where you're not yotzei the mitzvah, you're over the veira, the isra say, as it were, of you know. Is that called this? I'm wearing a beged but leave tzitzis. But that's clear that I'm wearing a beged without the kind of the severe terror of wearing tzitzis. That's what we're saying.
How come they say to be mafkir?
So you're mafkir, so then you're potter.
No, I mean, I think there's a gemara. It doesn't bring down the eitzah of just don't have kavanah.
It's not an eitzah. So then you're wearing a beged. It's an avera.
No, if the eitzah, if it's a puzzle or something, I have to leave
that. So
making a bracha is not gonna.
So now making a bracha, it's an interesting point. So making a bracha, usually, according to Chayyarim, would be muchach mitach ma'isav, that he's doing a shei mitzvah. But according to this extra level of, so according to Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Bach, you'd be yotzei. According to the B'kuri Yaakov's understanding of the Bach, you mean the Mantisko Vasisem, that you can't say is automatically from the fact that he's on a bracha. I do want to point out, according to the Gra, that every time you say a bracha, by the way, it's a mitzvah to say a bracha. So according to the Gra, mitzvah is the rabbanon sichas kavana. So you're not yotzei your mitzvah of saying a bracha unless you're kavana the same mitzvah of saying a bracha. Just want to point it out. That's what comes out according to. And they're trying to say it's mucha mitach ma'isav. Why else? Maybe it's what mucha. Why else someone saying a bracha unless it's a mitzvah to say a bracha? Okay. What? Okay. Theoretically, you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. If you hold the mitzvah by the rabbanon, you need kavana. So you know which is what the Shulchan Aruch holds. I'll just tell you the flip side of that. Is okay. Let's take a step over here. By tefillin also, it says the mantia teres hashem beficha. So the Bach says the same thing. So what's the mantia teres hashem beficha? What teres hashem beficha? It's referring to the parshiyos of Shema that are said, or not Shema, the parshiyos which are in the tefillin. So that the hinani mekaven that you say before you put on tefillin, it comes out as not just tam the shem yichud kuchabrichu. The Shulchan Aruch brings down halacha l'maaseh in Siman Chafei that a person should put on the tefillin. He has to have these kavanas of the yichud and achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all everything the five things it mentions in the paragraph. All those are the parshiyos where tefillin is. And that's what the Torah said. Put on tefillin in order that these lessons of the that are in the tefillin should be in your mouth. So according to the Bach, again, you wouldn't be yotze the tefillin according to the way the Bekur Yaakov learns if you wouldn't have these say that paragraph or at least think those thoughts when you put on your tefillin. So it's a chavar the kinyan. I don't say hini mechavan. So skip the part of the shem yichud. That's not the point. The issue with Nadav Yehuda was with the first line. You don't have miyachad Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Combine the different parts. The first part, the second part. You don't know nothing about Kadosh Baruch Hu's shem havaya. Stay away. But hini mechavan and onwards is a shaila with the raisa. According to the person should be saying it. This chiluk of that the Magen Avraham says, the Bir Halacha says, the Magen Avraham says the chiluk in the Raisa of the Rabbanan could be the chiluk. It's a suffix halacha lemaisa whether you're mitzvah tichus kavanah or not, and therefore made the Raisa is your macher, Rabbanan your mekel. Nafkamina. Therefore, if you redo it again, you don't make another bracha. If that's the hezber, then we're not sure in the psak of mitzvah tichus kavanah or not. So a person would have to do it again, but he wouldn't say a bracha in that situation. And he points out if a person is asked by Alma, then you wouldn't be yotzei. Just to point out an interesting thing. Then a shemei kohenah, you have to kohenah to be moitzi, kohenah to be yotzei. So listen to kohenah to be moitzi person by mitrius and megillah, the guy by kiddush, the guy. Anytime you say there's a kohenah, it's mashmiya v'shemeya. There's a machlokes v'sharnim what that's based on. The more brings it up in the context of mitzvah tichus kohenah. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef in Reish Tezvav, if I recall correctly, passes into Lachal Maisa. The din of Kavana Shemei Mashmi is a halacha in Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Reish Gimel, it's a din of Kavana Shemei. It's a din of Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. That's one of the rayas that Kibeger brings. Brachas of the Rabbana. So what do you bring? It's a Hevel's brachas. He brings that you need Kavana. Otherwise, you're not Yotzei. I can't be Mitzvah you in a bracha without Kavana. That's the din of Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. According to the Magen Avraham, this is the Rabbanan Yotze. So what? That's Kamega's Raya there in Rashid Gimel, connecting the Magen Avraham. He says it again in Hechel's Kiddush, also the same thing. Kiddush is a big pass, and Kiddush is the Rabbanan, the Kiddush Aliyah, and Yotze Kiddush to Raisa. The Magen Avraham says, Yotze Kiddush to Raisa. When you say davening, right, Friday night, so Kiddush Alakais is the Rabbanan, and the Mechaber says, you need Kavanah Shemei Mashmi, if not, you're not Yotze. And the Beis Yosef explains that the dinner of Mitzvah Shechel's Kavanah. Now, there is a Rashi which says it's a different reason. It's the act of Shemei Kohen needs Kavanah Shemei Mashmiya, etc. It's very difficult to learn like that. You learn more in Sukkah, the Makor Shemei Kohen was not, you're being mitzvah somebody B'chlal. It was that they found the Sefer Torah in the Heichel, which had been hidden because Menashe had destroyed all the Sefer Torah. They found the Sefer Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, hidden. And they came and they read it in front of the Melech Yoshio. And the Pasuk says that Yoshio read the Sefer Torah. He didn't read the Sefer Torah. It says that Kukio read the Sefer Torah. Now he wasn't having Kavanah to be Moitzi Yoshio and Yoshio. It wasn't Kriya Tara. They were learning. They found the Tara and it was opened up to the Tara and they said they read the Tara and why may do tshuva. And the Pasuk says he was Shemei Kohen. That's the Makor Shemei Kohen. See, Shemei Kohen needs it. Did a Kavanah Shemei Mashmi. It doesn't make any sense. So the Mishnah says it's a Din of Kavanah. It's a Kavanah. Okay. So now Halacha Lemaisa comes on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It says, I mean, Shemei Kohen works by the Rabbanans, according to the Magen Avraham, even without Kavanah. So the Chazan gets up and he says, Hayayim, Yayim, Shlishi Laimer. I was just Shemei Kohen, I was just Yotze, the mitzvah of Sirius Laimer. So you say you have Kavanah, Beferish, Bedafka, not to be Yotze. Otherwise, you have a problem. You can't count afterwards with the Bracha because you're ready to Yotze. It's the Rabbanim. We have Hazan, Sirius Laimer is the Rabbanim as Manazet. According to the Magen Avraham, Yotze without Kavanah. So you're a Yotze. It's the only reason we need Kavanah is also Mitzvah Tichus Kavanah. We don't pass, you don't need Kavanah to buy the Mitzvah Tichus Kavanah by the Rabbanans. So it's kind of an interesting, weird din, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, according to the Magen Avraham. The Gra asks as a Raya connected to the Magen Avraham from that din, that you count afterwards, because you need Kavanah to be Mitzvah. Why do you count in the Mitzvah? It's all the Rabbanans. The Gra brings that as a Raya, that's when the Mishnah Berurah says, the Kavanah B'Simon Tov Peites, it's a Raya connected to the Magen Avraham, that's what he's referring to. He's referring to this din over there in Sirius Omer, they think that they might Rabbanans, you need Kavanah. So, but Shulchan Aruch Rav says, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to have Kavanah B'Dafka. So maybe it could be that it's Mimulchach, I always want to count myself, it's nice to count yourself, whatever, but maybe. So it's interesting then, the sentence of Mitzvah Kavanah has a lot of applications. I mean, every time you do anything, there's a Sefer called Mitzvah Levavos, just finish off, there's a Sefer Mitzvah Levavos, who with this whole Shikul Torah starts off with the Mitzvah Kavanah. So he says, there's so many mitzvahs which we do, we don't realize that there are mitzvahs. And if we'd have kavanah, we'd be yotze. Well, we wouldn't be yotze. So I should want to point out what they are. So he points out, from the time you wake up in the morning until you finish chakras, there's 106 mitzvahs that a person does every single morning, from the time he gets up until the middle, finishes chakras. And he wants to point them all out. That's why you can be yotze them, otherwise you won't be yotze, because it's not mitzvah, because mitzvah is kavanah.